Sometimes strange things happen, but we disregard them. It was a fluke, a mistake, but maybe not. Hi, this is Teresa from Books to the Ceiling, and this week we're headed to the courtroom in Milwaukee where Rachel Matthews is looking over her shoulder, realizing she has a stalker. We're going to be talking about the psychological thriller Blind Spot by Maggie Smith. Here's a little more about the book. From the author of the award-winning Truth and Other Lies comes a gripping suspense novel about an ambitious prosecutor on the hunt for her sadistic stalker, only to be framed for murder when he turns up dead. Rachel Matthews is used to stress, from the cutthroat world of the district attorney's office to her escalating clashes with her teenage daughter. So when a stranger sends a lavish bouquet with a macabre message and leaves a disturbing video on her doorstep, she's quick to act. Teaming up with an old classmate turned private investigator, she wades through the old case files searching for someone harboring a grudge. But before she has time to pinpoint a suspect, her stalker issues a demand. He wants money. Lots of it. Or he'll hurt her daughter. Desperate to protect her child, Rachel agrees, but soon finds herself fleeing a bloody crime scene, fearful for her life. As evidence mounts against her, Rachel realizes it's up to her to unmask the enemy behind this vendetta before it's too late. If you're a fan of Scott Turow's Presumed Innocent, or Julie Clark's The Lies I Tell, or Heather Chavez's Before She Finds Me, you're going to like this taut tale of long-simmering revenge right up to its twisty climax. And now here is an excerpt from Blind Spot. By the time I wrapped up work at 9 that night, the rain had stopped, though a slight mist still hung in the spring air. When I went to change into my sneakers, they were still damp, so I stayed in my heels. Cinching my raincoat around my waist, I scurried to the parking garage, scanning my surroundings in case anyone was following me. I hated being so paranoid, but ignoring the threats seemed naive. I chose to use the stairs instead of the elevator, less chance of being trapped. I tromped down 3 floors to discover the light above the exit door was out, casting the area into shadow. A shiver of unease gripped me, but then I gave myself a reality check. Bulbs wear out. It happens. There was no need to imagine a boogeyman behind every door. But at the same time, I wasn't about to stumble blindly into a deserted garage bathed in darkness. I turned on my phone's flashlight to light the way. Thank goodness I had my umbrella along. In a pinch, I could use it as a weapon, buy myself enough time to call for help. My car stood silhouetted against the back wall. No one was around. The space was spookily silent, the only sound my own stilettos as they clicked on the concrete pavement. Halfway there, I hit the car's key fob to open the driver's side door, and the taillights flashed. As an added precaution, I kept my index finger poised above the alarm button. What was that? A piece of paper was wedged under the wipers. Please let it be a takeout menu or a political flyer. I surveyed the area. No sound. No movement. Only dark corners and the noise of brakes grinding from the level above. I grabbed the note. It was on white cardstock, the message written in block letters in blood red ink. It's no use running. I'll catch you. A hard stone wedged in my throat, making it hard to breathe. Was he watching me right now? Had he been patiently waiting in the shadows all night until I left work? What do you want, you son of a bitch? I whispered to myself. I needed to get out of here. The nearest exit was in the opposite direction, back the way I'd come. A long walk across a deserted garage with plenty of chances for someone hiding behind a car to rush out and attack me. I was safer here. I glanced in the back seat to make sure no one was hiding there, ready to pounce as soon as I got inside. A motor roared behind me, and a dark sedan came into view from the floor below. The car was at the far end of the garage, headed my way. Lungs on fire, I yanked open the car door and in my hurry, dropped the note on the pavement where it skidded away. Damn! I bent down, ready to chase after it. Stop. Think. If my harasser was in the approaching car or lurking somewhere nearby, what better opportunity to assault me than when I was crawling on all fours trying to retrieve a lousy piece of paper? Instead, I flung myself into the driver's seat, hit the button to lock the doors, and watched in the rearview mirror as the oncoming car inched closer. Closer. The blazing lights blinded me. I couldn't see who was behind the wheel. The driver passed my car and parked in an empty spot around the corner, only a few yards away. He turned off the engine, then the lights. I waited, frozen in place, pulse pounding in my ears. Why hadn't I taken this more seriously? Why hadn't I reached out for help? Why was I so stubborn sometimes, insisting on doing everything myself? Seconds elapsed. No one got out. It was like some old-time Western, high noon in downtown Milwaukee. I pulled my cell from the pocket of my raincoat, fingers dialing before I had a chance to think.
911, what's the nature of your emergency?
My throat seized. I received a bouquet of flowers. I got a voicemail. There's a note on my windshield. It all sounded so nebulous. I'm in MacArthur Square Garage, I began, then swiveled to look at the parked sedan. An elderly woman with steel gray hair opened the passenger door, swung one leg out, and hoisted herself out of the car using her arms as support. The driver of the vehicle, a short, skinny man about the same age, came around and took the woman's elbow, and they hobbled together toward the elevator bank, chatting and laughing into the night air.
Ma'am, are you still there? Are you okay?
Said the voice on the phone. Yes, sorry. Wrong number. I disconnected the call as my pulse dropped back to normal. I was safe. For now. Whoever had left the note had come and gone, but I wouldn't make the same mistake twice. The flowers weren't misdelivered. The note on my windshield wasn't a mistake. Whoever was behind this knew where I worked, what car I drove, maybe even where I lived. It was about time I stopped being so goddamn blasé and faced facts. I had a stalker, and it was about time I did something about it. And that was an excerpt from Blindspot by Maggie Smith. I will be leaving links in the podcast notes so you can purchase your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Bookshop. Here's a little more about our author. In a career that's included work as a journalist, a psychologist, and the founder of a national art consulting company, Maggie Smith added novelist to her resume with the publication of her debut, Truth and Other Lies, a woman's fiction novel set in Chicago and released in March 2022 by 1016 Press. It won NIEA's Juror Grand Prize, the Star Award for Debut Fiction from Women's Fiction Writers Association, Forward Indy's Gold Medal for General Fiction, and was selected for the Women's Book Association Great Group Reads. In addition to her writing, Maggie hosts the weekly podcast, Hear Us Roar, and she has made 215-plus episodes, blogs monthly for the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers, and is a managing editor for Chicago Writers Association, Write City E-Zine. She resides in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, with her husband and her aging but still adorable, Sheltie. Her second novel is psychological suspense, Blind Spot, will be released in May 2024. That's all we have this week. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to follow us, review us, or rate us. It is greatly appreciated. Thank you so much for stopping by, and I hope to see you again next time on Books to the Ceiling.